Mishnah Yomi, we are learning Maseches Peah. We are in the middle of the sixth perek, and we're up to the sixth Mishnah, Mishnah Vav. So we saw in the previous Mishnah that what is considered Shecha, if you have two or less Omrim, two or less sheaves lying on the ground, and you forgot them, so that has to remain with the Aniyim, with the poor. But if there are three, so then according to Lisa Beis Hillel, if three are together, that we don't consider to be shechicha, and rather the Baal Bayis, the owner, can still go back and collect them. So then this next Mishnah, Mishnah Vav, gives further details on this rule and says sometimes even one sheaf is not going to be considered shechicha, depending upon the size. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer sheyesh bo sasai. Let's say you have one sheaf that you left, but it's so large, it contains the volume of two saw. V'shachu, and you forgot it, einu shecha. So that's not called shecha, explains the Bar Tanura. D'chsiv lo soshuv lakachto omer sh'ata yachol lagbio kulo ka'achas. V'laseis osa k'seifov yotzezeh shol sasayim sh'yata yachol lagbio kulo ka'achas. If it's so large that it's a volume of two saw, that you can't even carry it by yourself on your shoulder, that's not considered to be shecha, that's not considered to be forgotten. That's a very significant amount, and that a person can go back and collect it and does not have to leave it for the aniyim. Continues the Mishnah. Shnei omrim. Let's say you have two sheaves, which we saw in the previous Mishnah normally is shecha. However, ubehem sasayim, but between the two, so it has the volume of two saws. So what's the status of that? Because we saw if it's one sheaf and it's two saw, then it is not considered shecha. Here you have two, and the two sheaves together are two saw. So Rabbi Gamliel Omer LeBaal HaBayis. Rabbi Gamliel says this too, the Baal HaBayis, the owner, can keep. The Chacham say, no, laniyim, that this gets left for the poor. So the Mishnah continues, Omer Gamliel, V'chimirov omrim yofi chorah shal bayis ohora koach. So Gamliel asks the Chachamim, the more sheaves that remain, is that better for the owner or worse for the owner? So omr lo, so the rabbis responded, yofi chorah, that certainly is better for them. The more that remains, we saw in the previous Mishnah, that if three remain, as opposed to two or one, then the Baal bayis can keep it. So here, the more you more that are there, the better for the Baal bayis and not for the aniyim. So Amar Lahem, so the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said to the Chachamim, Uma Bizman Shu Omer Echad. So if, as we understand from the beginning of the Mishnah, when it was just one Omer, Ubo Sasayim, but it was a volume of two saws, Vishacho, and you forgot it in a Shecha, it wasn't Shecha, rather the Baal Bayis could keep it. So now Shnei Omer, if you have two sheaves, if you have two sheaves, Ubehem Sasayim, and amongst it is two saw together. So now you have more than one, you have two. Eino din shelo ye shecha. Certainly it shouldn't be shecha. Certainly the owner should be able to keep it. So amru lo, so the Chachamim said back to Mingomlio, lo, no, that's your logic is not correct. Im amrit ba'omer echad shu kigdish. No, when it comes to that one omer, that one sheaf that's so large, so that's considered to be like a gdish, like a large pile, such a significant pile, that is not considered to be something which is left for the aniyim, but rather for the Baal Bayis. But tomer b'shnei omrim, but when you have two sheaves, and each one is less than two saw, just together it's two saw, shein kikrichus, they're like bundles. The Bar Tanura says, shehem kemo shar omrim katanim. They're like two small sheaves, and the rule is when you have two sheaves, from the previous Mishnah, that, in fact, is what shecha is. That belongs to the aniyim. That does not belong to the Baal Bayis. You have this machlokas, how you look at this particular situation. When you have two sheaves left, which the volume of two saw, is that viewed as a shecha, like the Gamliel says? Or the Chum say, no, that's not considered to be shecha in that case. The next Mishnah Zion, comma, here you have a standing wheat. So here it's not cut, it's not in sheaves. This was something that was never cut. It's still standing. So this also, if you forget, is shecha. So under what conditions would this be shecha? So it says here, kama sheyesh ba sasayim v'shecha ain a shecha. if it's standing, like the case where it was cut, and the volume is such that it's a volume of two saw, so that's not shicha, that's a significant size, and that the Baal Bayis can keep. Ein basasayim, let's say it's not two saw. Let's say this corn, this wheat that's standing in this one area that you didn't cut is not two saw. Aval, however, he ru'uyu lasos sasayim. But under normal conditions, in a normal growing season, it would be thick enough to be two saw. Afilu hi shel tofeach. Even now, it looks extremely thin. It looks emaciated. It's like as thin as a tofeach, which is like the way a thin legume or bean plant grows. But normally, it normally yields a much thicker amount. So the Mishnah rules, ro'en osa kilu hu hi anava shel sorim. So we view it as if it's something which that is a much thicker. It's like a thick area of barley, and if it normally would produce a much larger amount, at least the volume of two saw, so we consider it as if it is that volume, even though it's practically it's not, and that would not be considered a shicha, but rather the Baal Bayis, the owner, could go back and could cut it and collect it. One final Mishnah Ches. Hakama matzelas hesa'omer. Let's say you have some standing grain, some standing wheat that was not cut, and next to it you have a sheaf that you forgot, and it's right next to that kama which you have not forgotten. The case of the Bar Tanur explains is kama shlo shicha. This is not, you have not yet gotten to it. You plan on cutting this kama, this standing wheat that's still attached to the ground, and you forgot and say a row next to it. You forgot a sheaf, but since that forgotten sheaf is right next to that standing grain that has not yet you have not yet come to, so that standing grain saves the sheaf from going to the aniyim, and rather Baal Bayis can keep it. V'esakama, or similarly, let's say you have some standing grain next to some other standing grain. The first standing grain you didn't forget yet, you haven't yet come to it yet. The row next to it you forgot. So since it's right adjacent, just adjacent to the one that you haven't come to yet, that you haven't forgotten, so it saves the other one as well, and the aniyim don't have access to. However, says the Mishnah, ha'omer eino matzio loas ha'omer v'loas ha'kama. However, if you have a sheaf, which you haven't yet, you didn't forget, you're still about to collect it, and next to that that sheaf, you have another sheaf that you did forget, you did pass, or you have a some standing grain that you forgot to cut. So the omer itself, a sheaf, does not have the power to save anything around it. It doesn't have the significance to be able to save those other items, and those items have to be left for the aniyim. And ezo hi kama shi matzelas, how much standing grain are we talking about that will save another standing grain or a sheaf next to it? How are we talking about a significant area? So says the Mishnah, Eze hi kama shimatzelas es omer kol she'eino shicha afilo kelach echad. The truth is, even one kelach, even one stalk of a standing grain, if you didn't forget it, you have every and you're planning to cut it. So if there's some more standing grain next to it or a sheaf lying on the ground and you did forget them, that one kelach, that one standing grain will save those other items standing next to it. Then the aniyim cannot get access to it, but rather they are retained by the Baal Bayis, by the owner.